The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Oh, hi, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Oh, sorry, I'm giggling because I know you guys are sitting there going, oh, gosh, what is she going to make us listen to today? You know what? I'm going to start doing music. I really think that's important. I think I should just make you guys listen to some of the coolest songs out there because you'll appreciate it more than what I have to say. I got a lot to talk about today. By the way, you know these e-cigs that are out? It was only a matter of time before somebody came out with the e-joint, right? Like cannabis. Yeah, there's an e-joint out. We're going to be talking about that. We're also going to be talking about hangovers again. It looks like there's some scientific proof that fried food helps you with your hangover. We'll talk about that. And we'll talk about how stress really does cause heart attacks. Now, a lot of people think the most stressful city in the world is New York City. Now, I was just in New York. And I apologize for having played some reruns. I don't call them best ofs because I don't really know what the best of my show is. So I just call them reruns or repeats. And I was in New York City just this past weekend for Talkers Magazine Convention. Talkers Magazine Convention, they meet once a year. Actually now, a couple times a year. And it's where a bunch of us on radio, you know, talk about how the industry is doing and, you know, how good we are and how important we are because we've outlasted everything. You know, anywhere from movies to TV, and we're still around, and we're around nice and strong, and you know, and we talk about how awesome medical talk radio is and why many stations should, you know, be thinking about having, you know, some sassy, sexy doctor on air, and they're like, do you know anybody? And I'm like, no. And so it's a great conference. So it was held in New York City, so I get to go. And I love any excuse to go into Manhattan. My in-laws live in New York, and my husband usually takes the kids to go upstate near Dutchess County to see the in-laws, and they're good, and then I spend a day or two with them, and it's good. No, it's good. It's fine. I want to see the in-laws. It's okay. It's okay. As long as you don't make any mother-in-law jokes, the weekend really goes nice and smooth. It was. It was okay. No. It was fine. I'll go again. Yeah, next year. No. No, it was fine. It was really nice to see the in-laws. I have cousins. Apparently, there's my kids have cousins, and there's two girls. I, you know, have a family of boys, and all the other cousins have been boys on my side. So my husband's side, there's a couple of girls, and I was the cool aunt. So they come up to me, and I do their nails, and I do their hair. I'm not girly. Oh, their hair looked like mine, really frizzy. I did their hair to look like mine. So it's kind of sticking out all over the place. It was a mess, and the little girls are like, don't you use a comb? I'm like, no. Who told you to use a comb? You never use a comb on your hair. If you use a comb on your hair, it gets stuck because of all the hairspray and the netting in there. No, you can't use a comb. Combing your hair is impossible. So I taught the girls some very, very specific girly tips that I know because I don't have daughters. Did their nails and all that, so it was good. But New York City, though, very interesting. My blood pressure was not up at all. New York City, I think, is one of the coolest cities. Now, mind you, I live in Las Vegas, and I love Las Vegas, but I am still excited by New York City and Manhattan. And I think the reason why is I got to live like a New Yorker. I got to take the train, you know, took the subway. You guys call it the subway, but it's really the train. And I got to take the train downtown because I was midtown. Then I had to go uptown. Right? I, like an idiot, though, I was asking a lot of directions, you know, because I didn't know where the hell to go with this whole subway system. So I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm at Fifth Avenue, and, you know, I got one of the cheap hotels that, the cheap, like, Holiday Inn. It really wasn't that cheap after all, but that's a problem with staying in Midtown. It's expensive no matter what. But anyway, so I'm trying to navigate. I'm trying to act like a New Yorker. You know, meanwhile, I'm sitting there taking pictures of the subway, and I'm Facebooking as I go, going, look at me, I'm on the subway. you know, subway selfie, that kind of thing. And again, don't call the subway. I am trying to navigate through the subway system to get to downtown, downtown. Don't do that, because then they think you're a tourist. So unfortunately, I didn't think any New Yorkers were rude, but a lot of the New Yorkers didn't talk to me when I was down there, because I'm like, you know, where's this? You know, I'm coming from 7th, and I need to go to 5th, or I need to do this. Luckily, there was some people that had pity on me. And you know, showed some sort of, pity, I should say, and empathy, that I didn't know what the hell I was doing or where I was going, and they told me where to go, which is cool, because that's kind of scary to be on a, you know, subway and not know where the hell to go or where the hell to get off, you know? Anyway, so I make it downtown. Now I feel like I'm a Wall Street executive, so I'm running around, still don't know where the hell to go. So what do I use? I use my GPS on my phone. Now, you have something called Google Maps. Google Maps, not only does it give you driving directions, but it gives you walking directions. The problem is I don't think my phone really knew what direction, or maybe I was holding the thing wrong. So it starts to say 3-minute walk. So I'm like, good. And it looks like I'm walking down the right path, because I don't know one street from the other. You can't tell north, south, east, west in Manhattan, because there's so many buildings blocking the sun. So you start to walk, and then all of a sudden it goes from 4 minutes left. And I'm like, huh. Why is it and then 5-minute walk. So I kept going the wrong way. So I finally got to where I needed to. But I got to tell you something. The reason why I really appreciate Manhattan, and I appreciate L.A. for the same reason, is you look at the freeway system, look at the subway system, you look at how these cities were built, these real big metropolises, metropoli, and they didn't have iPhones. They didn't have computers. They didn't have all that. And to make the train system they have in New York, or to make the freeway system they have in California without any of the gadgets, these guys were really innovative. These guys were smart. I mean, you almost wonder if they were even smarter back then than they are now. Now, all we have to do is build on other people's technology. If I want to come up with an app and look like the coolest doctor out there, I'm not the one discovering the app or discovering the iPhone. All I'm doing is coming up with an app, building on somebody else's innovation. But whoever came up with the subway system to dig underground and do all that, whoa. I am impressed. So if you ever, you know, yeah, Bill Gates is cool, and yeah, Facebook guy, Mark Zuckerberg, cool dudes. But nobody is more cool than those people that built our cities back in the olden days and all wherever we lived. Those guys really were the innovators of America, and I just salute them. That is awesome. All right, we got a lot to talk about today. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We've talked about e-cigarettes and people sticking pot in them, but now there's an e-joint. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. What do you want it, funny? Or serious? You decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, July 2nd, 2014, gold opened at $1,327.90. A 1-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,375.98, $687.99 for a half ounce, or $343.99 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,375.98, $687.99, and $343.99.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt debt increase, and there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
What good is a big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. I know you guys have plenty of choices out there, and I'm really honored that you guys listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. I really, really am, and I really appreciate it. I am going to need one of you to kind of school me on this whole Soccer World Cup thing, because I'm watching. America's winning, beating Portugal 2-1, okay? Time's up. And then they add an additional 4 minutes. Then they say, no, we're adding an additional 5 minutes. They add the additional minutes, not sure why or what happened. Maybe it's because I missed part of the game. And then Portugal scores, and then it's 2-2. So, if they didn't add, now you see, I understand the whole football thing, where you go into overtime. I understand in basketball, there's overtime. But if the time is up, and then they just willy-nilly And I know it's probably not willy-nilly. I'm sure there's some soccer rule that I'm unfamiliar with. But they just decide, you know what, we're going to throw in some extra minutes. Then the other guy gets to, I don't get what happens. So I'm a little confused. Good soccer. Bravo, USA. Bravo for all of them. I got to tell you, am I the only one that thinks these soccer guys are pretty fun to watch? I mean, these guys rock. It's pretty cool. They're in great shape. I'm a little bit worried about them getting concussions. You know, soccer can put you at risk for concussions. So, of course, you know, when you head the ball, et cetera. But I didn't see a lot of heading with the ball. Yeah, I was worried about some ACL. I was worried about their meniscal injuries and their ACL and some hamstring. Somebody hurt their hamstring and they were on the ground. And, you know, I was like, oh, I can help you. Boy, they're handsome. That's why David Beckham is so good looking, because he's a soccer player. My father was a soccer player. So I learned how to play soccer. Soccer is just football. Soccer is just something that I think a lot of us, you know, learn and do. We just don't, because we get very excited in America about football. And so soccer starts to take a second tier to football, and we forget how manly and cool and sexy the sport is. I mean, you know how hard it is, right, to take that ball all the way down that football field? I mean, it's huge. You have to be fit. You have to be soccer stuff. So, amen to our soccer players out there. I just don't get these additional minutes, because that just totally screwed it up. All right, somebody must have been high. Now, speaking of high, let's talk about this new joint. A Dutch company has developed the first electronic joint. It's not called the E-joint. It's called the E-N-joint for N-joint, like enjoy. Apparently, it is not supposed to be dangerous. There's supposed to be no THC, which is more the addictive, kind of psychedelic part of pot. Not that psychedelic is a proper term for it, but it's not supposed to make you high. There's supposed to be no tobacco, no nicotine. It's supposed to be harmless and 100% legal. And the reason why it's legal is it has natural propylene glycol, which are in these e-cigs, vegetable glycerin, and 100% biological flavor of the cannabis. The flavors are also, I guess you have watermelon, passion fruit, green apple, red cherry. Now, it says that you could use your own cannabis liquid content. All right, and you could, you know, actually make them a real joint if you want, but they aren't selling marijuana. It's just something that you could now use, so you now have your e-cannabis, I guess. The company's website lists the outlets in Europe. This is only in Europe right now. You can't buy it in America, where you can buy the e-joints, and they say smoking can be actually quote-unquote healthy. I don't really get that. All right. Now, I know a lot of you guys are on marijuana, so y'all start to get your panties in a bunch whenever I start to talk about marijuana. And I told you guys, I'm fine with the legalization of marijuana. I'm totally fine with that. And I'm fine with medical marijuana. I just don't know how we would be implementing all that and what the logistics would be. All right? I don't know how to avoid people high on the roads. If my kid is going to be new to driving, all right, or any kid out there crossing the street, and you got somebody high, dude, oh, that ball is bouncy, and then they run over the kid, that's going to be a problem. Now, I know people could do that drunk. I get that. All right, there's a lot of things that could impair somebody. Your medications, a lot of people drive on Ambien, which is stupid, or they have Xanax in their system, or Valium, or Ativan, or Klonopin, or Benadryl, or some other sort of sedating medication. Sometimes your blood pressure medication is sedating. So I get that. I've heard all the arguments, and I agree with you all. Nobody should drive, being sedated. I get that. But what I kind of am very interested in is the idea that people need to take a hit of something when they're not feeling well. Now, me, I go to chocolate. When I'm moody, boy, do I get moody. If I'm tired, if I need a pick-me-up, I need to know that there's pick-me-ups. We are in the society right now, this is how we live, where we need pick-me-ups. Now, a lot of you guys that smoke, I get why you smoke. You don't smoke because you want to ruin the earth and you want to kill people and you're selfish. I understand why you smoke. You smoke because you start to feel something. And rather than eating or rather than being grumpy, etc., you go to the cigarette. I got to tell you, my family members who used to smoke, my patients who smoke, they're nice people. They go off when they get their grumpies or they get their hungries or whatever. We're talking regular cigarettes now. They go off outside to a corner. They be by themselves and they smoke. What a lot of us don't realize as a society is we actually like smokers. We may hate the smoke. We may hate breathing it in and we may be getting cancer from it. But if you really think about it, the person you work with that starts to get ready to have a BF goes, you know what, I'm just going to go outside and have a cigarette. They go outside and have a cigarette. They're kind of the easiest coworkers, if you've noticed. Yeah, they may come back and stink of smoke. But think about it, okay? We as a society demand that everybody keeps their cool and everybody just learns how to deal. Now, a lot of us don't know how to deal with things. We don't. Just deal with it. Just deal. Okay? We don't. Okay? I had a big, huge BF yesterday with my husband. I was mad at him. And boy, did I make him pay. I was mad. Well, because I wanted to take an earlier flight out of New York. I didn't want to take the later flight because I knew if we took a later flight out of New York, it would be delayed. And if there was a delay, then I was getting really, really late. And I have a show to do. And I have an office to run. And I, you know, so I was like, I wanted to do the earlier flight. And he said no. Well, a few weeks back, we bought the tickets. So, of course, I was right. Okay? So here we are, coming in late. And I was mad. Now, if I was a smoker, right, or if I did pot, or I was a drinker or something, before I would chew into him, maybe I would leave the vicinity and then go and do whatever. But no, I don't. I don't do drugs. I don't smoke. I don't whatever. So I instead decide to let him have it. Now, that felt good. It did. Ooh, that felt good. I let him have it. And yeah, I'd be nice to him today, but it depends. If I have a rough day at work, I'm still going to be mad at him. Okay? Because again, I was right. Make an earlier flight. Always do that, guys. By the way, if you ever want to avoid the stress of travel, come back in hours before you would have originally, and then you got the regroup time. You get to regroup. I think you always need to regroup from a trip. Okay? Especially going to the in-laws and a business trip in Manhattan. Okay? You need to regroup. Okay, so anyway. So, but a lot of people that tend to have this go-to, whether it's a pot, cigarette, whatever, sometimes they just appear to others that they deal better. Now, unfortunately, alcohol can make you grumpy and bitter and mean. Pills that people go to. They go to their pills. They go to their Xanax. They go to their Lortab, etc. They come off of that, they get mean. And they get grumpy. So it's not good. It's not safe. But why aren't we studying and why aren't we coming up with a go-to way to deal with things? I mean, because we're obviously not teaching people how to deal. Okay? Because we're going to be grumpy. You can't change human nature. We're going to get mad. We're going to get mad at our wives. We're going to get mad at our husbands. We're going to get mad at our kids. We're going to get mad at our bosses. We're not going to like what we're doing at work. We're not going to like the radio show we're listening to. We're not going to like things. We're not going to like the money situation. We're going to get a bill in the mail. We're not going to like it. And nobody teaches us how to deal with it. I saw the way my parents dealt with things. I did not like it. And I vowed I would never deal with things that way because they were kind of, you know, they just got all mean and grumpy. I didn't like the mean or grumpy. Okay? But I'm starting to turn all mean and grumpy too. I was grumpy yesterday. You know, I don't want the kids to see that. Why are we coming in so late? It's so late. We didn't even have to come in late. We're just late. I don't want to be that way. Now, yes, I did go to some chocolate and I felt better. But this is why you're not going to see e-cigs or vaping or smokes or any of that go away because we just don't know how to deal. And we like to go to these things. This is what makes us feel better. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All
I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. I figured it out. You know what I think we need to do for our stress and you know, to prevent us from smoking and doing all sorts of stuff that, you know, seems to perpetuate bad health. But we're having, you know, we need something that we could go to. You know, so we feel better when we're stressed. I think we should come up. You guys could do this with me. We'll all invest together. Why not? I think we could all be partners. On a place called Deal With It Here. have a whole bunch of little places pop up throughout the United States where you just walk in. You probably pay a yearly fee because you don't want to have to think about paying, right? Because we don't like to tip. We don't like to have to worry about money while we're trying to deal with something. You just walk in. You have access anywhere around the country or even the world to any of these just deal with it here places. You come in. There's food. A buffet of food, little tiny, yummy little eats, little something, right? Yummy. They could be healthy, they could be not, who cares? Okay? Jacuzzi, masseuse, video games, all free. You walk in just all free, because remember, you paid like a yearly fee. So you just walk in, you don't even have to get into a bathing suit to get into the jacuzzi. There's already clothes for you when you come out, so you could just go into the jacuzzi from your suit. You don't even have to change. You can just walk right in and go into a jacuzzi. Okay? Private hot tub, sauna, exercise bike. Why not? Favorite movie? You just want favorite music? Just anything. Nah, not porn. We shouldn't. All right? But whatever we need to deal with, there could be an oxygen bar there. Yeah, just on your way home from work, before you decide to rip everyone a new one because you had a bad day, just go into that. You get rejuvenated. There could be a piano there. Remember I told you guys in medical school, when we were taught by one of our psychologists, that there was a couple ways men would deal with the stress before they would come home to the kids and the wife and all that. And one would park his car about a mile away from the house and it'd go for a jog. So he would already, you know, have his workout clothes on after work, and he would park his car, he'd go for a jog, then he'd get back into his car and he'd come home. And he already had his letdown, you know. And so then by the time he got home, work's over, he got to already think, listen to good music, etc. Another one would come home, and he would play piano, and that would be his letdown, his cool down, I should say, cool down. So everybody left him alone. Daddy would come home, then leave him alone. He went to a room and played some piano. Once he got through that, he was good. Now he could deal with the family. Okay? Now, I'm not saying, and again, I understand that, you know, things 20 years ago and earlier, you know, might have had that more stereotypical thing where the man's working and he comes home and he's got the wife and the kids. You know, the wife's exhausted from dealing with the kids, so she goes, here, take the kids, etc. But people have always needed to figure out how to just kind of cool down. All right? And when you do that cool down, things are better. Like, whenever you're mad at the kids, we always say cool down first. Don't start spanking them or whatever because you're going to be hitting the kids. Okay, cool down before you get really, really mad. Have that cool down, 5 seconds, 10 seconds, a few minutes, and then you could figure it out. Whenever my husband and I fight, I always make sure we have a cool down. Because otherwise, I mean, I'm dropping nuclear bombs when all I really needed to do was use like a little, you know, shoot out little BBs from my mouth. Okay? Yeah, because you get mad, you get really, really mad, and then you want to drop some, you know. See, I usually drop the nuclear bomb because I want him completely leveled so he can't then come back at me, you know, because I like to end the fight fast, okay? And then he's like, you know what, I'm not going there. Never mind, you know. But still, I like the cool down, so then we get to cool down, we get to cool off, and then I'm like, really, we were fighting about this, really? That was kind of stupid. Okay, yeah, well, you called my mother this. Well, yeah, come on, you gotta agree. All right, okay, yeah, my mother's this. No, but anyway, so you got, yeah, don't go to the mothers. You can't be making fun of the mothers. Again, you can't be insulting the mothers, even though sometimes that comes up on both sides in our family. But that's okay. Alright, cause again, we're trying to drop nuclear bombs on us, you know? But yeah, I say we do that. We make up something. I don't know what the yearly charge would be, but you get to go in there anytime you like, as many times as you like. Maybe we do like, I don't know. And there has to be food. You have to have staff. You have to have somebody clean it. All right? But it's a place where people could just go and deal with it. And it looks good. It looks relaxing. There's, you know, flat screens all over the place. If you want to just sit down, have a beer, and watch the game, you could do that. It has ESPN. Doesn't that sound nice? Like a man cave that you could have throughout. I just think that would be, I'd go. I think that's really, really cool. I don't know. Okay, anyway, this was an interesting study. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. They say the secret to you having a happy marriage is your friends having unhappy marriages. Okay? This was a study done by, I guess, Angela Epstein. I'm trying to find out what her... what her credentials are. But I believe she wrote this piece on this would be a secret to marriage success. Now, you know, it's interesting. This whole misery seeks company thing seems to keep coming back on our show. I'll get emails, you know, people going, look, I feel guilty. You know, I was kind of going through this, but then somebody else went through this and I felt better. What's wrong with me? Blah, 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 blah. You know, the misery seeks company doesn't necessarily have to be the saying we use. It's you feel better about what's going on with you when you realize how good you have it. That doesn't mean you want others to suffer. Okay, but I see that too. You know, sometimes I'll be really, really grumpy, you know, with my husband or whatever, and then I'll go to work and somebody will have gotten cheated on, or somebody will have given somebody, you know, an STD, or someone will have gambled all the money away from somebody else. And I'm like, you know what? I got it good. I better appreciate what I have. Now, this is also something that I think we should have kind of pervaded into our everyday life, you know, where, and I know a lot of us, we just watch reality TV, okay, you know, we're like, well, you know what, it could be worse, we could be living in the Game of Thrones, you know, we should be happy, but unfortunately, we know that that's fake, alright, but when you see other people go through X, Y, and Z, you do feel better about your situation, and sometimes you get a little bit of strength from that. We feel guilty getting strength from that, but we end up realizing that things could be worse, and while you're so thankful that things aren't worse, you kind of then can feel a little bit better, more better about your situation. So, you know, I urge everybody, whenever they're kind of going through hard times, you got to go and talk to somebody, okay? And maybe not even your friends. You know, maybe it has to be a psychologist. Maybe it has to be a therapist, etc. But you really need to get that outlook that what's going on in your world isn't the worst thing ever. You know, I mean, I really try to teach my kids that there's other things out there, and I love it when they go, okay, boy, we're lucky. Yes, you are lucky. So quit being spoiled, all right? You are lucky, okay? A lot of us are very, very lucky. We're very, very fortunate, and I am sure I could find a case of somebody worse off than any of us, okay? You know, unfortunately, we all have deaths in the families. A lot of us have sexual assaults. A lot of us have, I mean, we suffer through amputations, horrible things. A lot of us have. But there's always somebody suffering worse. And I'm not saying we should all feel better on that and thrive on that type of news. But if you don't look at the glasses half full and you're always looking at the glasses half empty, you're going to be miserable. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I know some of you are like, well, then Dr. Dahlia, why are you complaining about Obamacare? I don't see a glass half full on that one. That glass has a hole in the bottom, and it's a sinking hole, so the glass is never filling. That's the problem with Obamacare, but we won't go there. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. They say these menthol cigarettes are more addictive than we think. And a lot of teenagers are smoking menthols. I guess the menthol cigarettes are minty. I've never smoked one of those, so I really don't know what the catch is. I can understand something tasting chocolatey. But apparently they say that menthol smokers are almost 3 times more likely to be addicted than non-regular cigarette smokers. So just keep in mind that, you know, even though there's lots of choices out there for smokes, if it has nicotine or even a flavor, you still run the risk of addiction. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCTALY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, everyone. everyone. Have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey, gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-No has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Last week, somebody had asked if I could consider running for president. No, don't worry. I said no, relax. Guys, what? It's not that bad an idea, but don't worry. I said no. And the reason why I said no is because I can't afford it. I mean, to run for president, you got to kind of be rich. okay? And, you know, I love doing what I do, you know, running a medical practice that's kind of, you know, being pushed to the ground with Obamacare and, you know, doing a radio show that nobody listens to. I like my life. I like my life a lot. I'm pretty, pretty happy. I guess the thinking is we need a woman to run against Hillary Clinton, and we need somebody spunky with some attitude and personality. So that was probably, there's maybe some merit to that, but don't worry. I said no. No. Not that I was approached by any one particular party to do that with, but still. And, to even think about running for office, I was approached to run for mayor of Las Vegas years ago, when Oscar Goodman was retiring, but I didn't want to because I really like his wife, and if his wife was going to run, there was no way I was even going to think about it, because I like the wife, and she should, you know, take care of his legacy, so I didn't think about that. But again, you need money to do that, okay? You need to be independently wealthy. You need to. And I think that's a problem. Because I think it would be really, really cool, right, to pick one of us out there, okay? Hopefully somebody with some military experience, somebody out there that loves this country, knows what it's like to be poor, knows what it's like to work hard, okay? And, just is one of us. To go out there and represent the country. I think that's really, really cool. Now, there are people out there that do that, you know, and they become assemblymen, they become state senators, and sometimes they even become congressmen and senators, you know, and they eventually get more money, and they need money to help run, etc. But politics is really a rich man's game. And I think it's frustrating. Now, you're going to start to see, which I really think is a lot of baloney, and I really don't want to read these things, but it's in the media anyway, where they're kind of ripping on Hillary Clinton. She made a comment a while back saying she and Bill left the White House, what, dirt poor or something like that? And you're like, wait, what? I think her net worth is close to $50 million or whatever. And I guess she had made another comment that they are not, quote unquote, truly well off. And, that's a bunch of baloney, of course. I mean, these guys are wealthy. In fact, I was driving near where they live in mid-state to upstate New York. I mean, it's gorgeous up there. Trust me, they do. But, I don't think a lot of us, what really frustrates us with politics is, you know, you're having people represent you that really aren't you. You know, once you get into the whole political scheme of things, okay, you know, you have to be a politician. There is no way I would even win running for office or running for president because I don't know how to be a politician. Okay, I don't really want to lie or BS. Okay, you know, if somebody's like, look, and I want to give you money for your campaign, but will you vote this way? I want the money, but no, I don't really want to vote that way. Okay, then I'm obviously not going to get the money for the campaign. You know, I mean, a truly good politician needs to know how to coax and stroke the people donating. And I'm not a coaxer or stroker. Ask anybody. Anyway. So, I'm honored and thank you for even considering it. And yeah, I think I could give Hillary Clinton a good run for her money for maybe 1 hour of the campaign, but that's about it. I don't have the money to last. And this really is, and it's a shame. It's a shame because we really don't have anybody. What I can, maybe Hillary, you know, according to some people through the Democratic Party deserves whatever to run. But the problem is I don't like the idea of us not having multiple choices. This really bothers me. Okay. I don't like, now I understand a lot of times, like with Reagan. Okay. There really wasn't another choice. Okay, I mean, it was going to be Reagan. Okay, thank you, Mondale, but no, thank you. All right, I mean, you know, that there was, with that, you have a good president, you have a leader, whatever. But with this, Obama's leaving. Really? Anybody experienced, anybody from the military, anybody that served our country, anybody that knows anything about money, anything that's done, anybody that's really done something, or is there anybody that really represents us? To run. I don't care if you run Democrat, Independent, Republican. Just is there somebody out there, okay, that doesn't have a sex tape? Just somebody out there that could really represent us? Unless if this is who we are, we really don't have an us. Maybe we really don't have a character or a personality or a demographic. Maybe we are just all a bunch of mishmashes. I mean, we may feel like we're all in this together, but are we really united Americans? Are we all really experiencing what everybody else is experiencing? You know, I mean, you know, some people, they just don't have health insurance, and they may never get health insurance. Okay? Other people, they're now getting some real kick-butt subsidies. Other people who had health insurance are losing health insurance. We all can't relate to each other. We're all having different problems. We're all experiencing different things. You know, I mean, who out there can really, really represent us? And I don't think there will be. But we need a president, and we need somebody behind the red button, and we need somebody dealing with Iraq and Afghanistan, etc. Right? And, you know, trying to prevent World War III and dealing with the nuclear issues and, you know, the Taliban and the terrorists and attacks and domestic issues and shootings and et cetera. And so who do we get to, you know, head us at the helm? A politician. Somebody who knows how to coax and stroke. That's a problem. Get somebody who knows what the hell they're doing, please. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Hangovers. Study came out a while back. I think it was some Chinese researchers that found that Sprite is probably one of the best things for hangovers. And during that talk, we talked about how you may want to avoid fried or fatty foods in case you throw up. However, Professor Richard Stevens says a hangover can be cured by fried foods. Apparently, he is professor of psychology at Keele University. He says the carbohydrates, okay, will help restore depleted sugar levels. Also, I think the protein helps. I think there's protein in that. Apparently, this was at the annual meeting of the International Alcohol Hangover Research Group. This is what we're spending money on, how to deal with people's hangovers. And he said the best hangover cures are those that provide glucose. Now, he's right. When we would do banana bags for people, right, to help them, you know, we'd put some salts and some sugar in there, et cetera, and that would help people with their headaches. A lot of you guys, you like your Bloody Marys, you like your, there's a whole variety of remedies out there. But in that one study they did, they found that Sprite worked. Well, Sprite also has sugar. Now, a lot of people, they will eat big fried breakfasts like eggs and sausages and baked beans, et cetera. And that seems to be a very, very popular hangover cure in Europe. Here's my only problem. My only problem is you're already at risk for heart disease and heart attack and stroke having had your alcohol binge. I really can't see having you guys sit there and load up on bacon and butter, etc. All right, but I understand. I understand. I dig. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. See, to me, I think it's nauseating. I couldn't look at that and not get nauseated. Does stress really cause heart attacks? They say yes, and we've known that stress can, but why? Well, they're saying now they think it's the actual white blood cells that start to be produced more. Apparently, if you already have plaque and arteries that already kind of are clogged up, the adrenaline will increase the number of white blood cells. The more white blood cells, the more prone to clots. See? All right? And we'll talk about more this more later this week. All right, guys, don't go away. More Dr. Dolly coming up, 1-877-DOCDOLLY.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.